Did you want? We're just joking about that back in that.
Good evening.
Good to see you for our first midweek service. Some are worse than others. If left untreated, they will get worse. The fill-in fix is a Band-Aid. Potholes are the subject. Some are worse than others. All come with a consequence. All attempts but one won't solve the problem. Subject, sin. Solution, Jesus. Jesus remains the focus of our Advent meditation. He alone is the answer. Jesus fills the potholes. By giving us grace, we're going to build on that theme this evening. I invite your attention to our invocation on page 3. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of the darkness is overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost
Be our light and scatter the darkness.
And hear our weeping with our praise.
Please stand. O Lord, what are human beings that you care for them, mere mortals that you think of them? Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen.
Lord God, we thank you for this day of grace now drawing to a close. Stay with us and warm our hearts with your forgiving love in Christ. May your word keep our faith burning brightly, that we may walk in the light of your presence through the darkness of this world. Come and bless us as we worship you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
God fills our lives with promises, promises he intends to keep. The proof of this can be found in our reading from Holy Scripture this evening, from the words of the prophet Isaiah, the 9th chapter. God be praised for the grace that he puts into our lives, as well as for his kept promises. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. The word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance. And all this is possible because of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to give his life as a ransom for ours. We want to focus our attention on these words of Hebrews chapter 4, fitting nicely with the hymn we just sang. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who indeed is the great high priest, our great high priest. It can be the one that you don't see which can cost you. What is it? A pothole. Thank you. A pothole which caused your vehicle to make a funk noise and its jagged edges sliced your tire. It is the sins we do not intend to commit, as well as the sins we refuse to give up. And bottom line, really all sin that can cost us. Why is that? Romans 6 reminds us that the wages of sin is death. Now in both cases, tire, sin, repair is needed. But obviously the repairs are not the same. And one pothole example is costlier than the other. One can hurt your pocketbook for a time, but the other one can cost you eternity. Therefore, we need more than a temporary patch job. We need something permanent. And that permanent is laid out before us in the pages of Holy Scripture. That permanent is someone, Jesus. And so we're focusing our Advent midweek themes on Jesus fills the potholes. The potholes of life. The potholes that really can do damage to our life. Not just for time, but for eternity. And so tonight we're focused on the fact that Jesus fills the potholes by giving us grace. Jesus and His grace really then are the perfect remedy. The writer to the Hebrews, by inspiration, captures this so eloquently and concisely. Jesus, then, is the perfect remedy for the potholes, a.k.a. sin. Sin is damaging. It damages relationships. And at the heart of damaging those relationships is Satan. He loves nothing better than to damage relationships. He was good at damaging the relationship between God and His creation. And thus we by nature are at odds with God. And only by the grace of God can that be resolved. Not only then is Satan good at messing up the relationship between God and His creation, he's also good at messing up relationships among fellow human beings. What relationships come to mind that are messed up because of sin, whether that be selfishness or greed or stubbornness? And how is Satan, who can't be used as the full scapegoat, but is definitely a part of the equation, how is Satan keeping that relationship from being healed? talk about a pothole that can be damaging not just for this life and during this life, but also for eternity. Because a damaged relationship is a barrier to sharing the gospel, the remedy to eternal life. And when it comes then to the potholes of sin, we cannot outrun them. We cannot bury them somewhere and pretend they don't exist. Just before the words of our text, the Lord makes it clear that His Word is living and active. And as a living and active Word, it is capable of doing something very intrusive, but necessary. It's able to judge the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. God's Word gets to the heart of the matter. It sees things that we don't even see. It exposes our sins, the potholes inside of us that keep us separated from God or from enjoying a full relationship with Him, and that also then impacts relationships with one another. And so we need Jesus to fill the pothole by His grace, for He is the perfect remedy to do so. Sin also shows itself in those faith slippage moments when we're not active with the Lord as we ought to be. Those faith slippage moments can cause damage to our faith. Doubts can set in. And the longer we stay away from the Word of God, whether it be in a together worship setting or on our own reading the Word of God, the longer we stay away from that, the more impact those doubts can have on our life and our relationship with God and in our relationships with others. So it's important that we are aware of faith slippage. That we do what we can by the grace of God to not fall into that trap of neglecting the one thing needful, which can help us avoid faith slippage, which can help us deal with the doubts of life, because Satan, again, is good at taking those doubts and enhancing them. Why are bad things happening in your life? God must not love you. And the more we're away from God, the easier it is to believe such a lie. God's love for us is boundless. He's not the one that moves in the relationship. That's us. But Satan doesn't want us to take the blame for it. He wants us to blame somebody else. And so he leads us to blame God. Or to blame someone else. That fellow Christian, I went to church once in 12 months, and they didn't say hi to me. Not a one of them. So it's their fault that I'm not coming back. Doesn't work that way. Not from God's vantage point. Faith is our matter. And so it's important that we take steps to build up the faith that the Lord God has started in us. To put doubts aside. Now keep in mind, this faith slippage doesn't happen overnight. It starts little by little. Some thinking that confirmation is the end. That's all we need. We don't need the Bible anymore. No, confirmation is just another step in our relationship with God. Or I'm away at college. So that's an excuse to get away from the Bible and time with God. I'm busy. Oh, and now I got a family. You know how much time it takes to raise a family? I don't have time for worship. We pretty soon start justifying all these excuses. And that faith slippage just keeps growing. But there's a remedy for that. And it's Jesus. He fills the potholes. He reminds us of God's boundless love for us by what he did for us. And so what makes Jesus the perfect remedy is that he offered up himself, our text says. For all the potholes, aka sin, that we commit, he offered up himself. He was obedient to death. He lived the perfect life that we cannot live but are to live, as God's demands for us still perfection. But we cannot live up to it. And so he credits us with the perfection that Jesus has won for us. Now, Jesus was obedient even in the face of temptation. And so he can empathize with the temptations that we are going through. Satan threw everything at him. And he endured for you and for me and for the entire world. He remained obedient. And so we need to see our weaknesses so that we can appreciate the Lord's strength all the more, the strength that he gives us. We need to admit that we are imperfect sinners who are in need of God's salvation through Jesus. That we cannot attempt to earn God's favor on our own. And so the writer to the Hebrews emphasizes the fact that to those, especially that immediate audience, who are tempted to slide back into their old Judaistic ways and all the Old Testament sacrifices and temple rites, why are you going back when you got what all that pointed to right there in front of you? Jesus is far superior than all those Old Testament sacrifices, which really did not pay for sin, but pointed ahead to the sacrifice which would. And so again, Jesus is the perfect remedy. He is the one who fills the potholes that need to be filled. And he did that as well by giving his life on the cross. All our sins taken to the cross with him, not to be brought up against us again. He shed his blood so that we would not have our blood be shed. That's what makes Jesus the great high priest. He paid the ultimate price. And that sacrifice, it comes with dividends for us. It comes with the forgiveness of sins. We are no longer at odds with God. We are able to have a relationship with him now and into eternity. And with that forgiveness of sins comes a new attitude toward God. We want to live for him and please him. We don't want to fall into the potholes and have damage caused to our life. And in addition then to the forgiveness of sins and new life, new attitude in life, comes the gift of eternal life. We're living for something. We're going towards something. We don't have to live in regretville. We're moving ahead. Thanks to Jesus, the great high priest, who is the perfect remedy for the potholes of sin. And because he is that, His grace also then gives us confidence. Why do we need confidence? Who doesn't need confidence? God gives us the confidence that we need to get through this life. And one of the ways that we can get through this life is by confidently going to God in prayer. Jesus has opened up access to God the Father. We can talk to him like talking to our own father or mother, to our parent. God wants us to talk to him, but at the same time, he also wants us to listen to him. Because the majority of the answers that we're looking for are right there in his word, which he speaks to us. And so when you're going through times of doubt, of injury, of broken relationships, talk to God about that. Confident that he hears what's going on in your life, and confident he will answer as is best for you. All things do work out for the good of those who love him. Maybe not on our timetable, but on his. And the ultimate good that he's looking for is growing our relationship with him for time and eternity. So talk to him in prayer, confidently. We can be confident of that because, as the scripture also reminds us, the Lord's mercies are fresh and new each and every day. Every day God's mercy washes over us to lift us up again, to live for him, and to keep looking forward, and to live our lives with confidence despite all the problems that are going on in the world and in our own life. The way to hold on to that confidence, then, is to hold on to him firmly. Hold on to that faith that he has called us into, rooted in Jesus, the great high priest. The potholes of life don't have to ruin our life. They don't have to set us back. Connected to Jesus. And so the importance, then, of Advent, which keeps us connected to Jesus and his promises. That first beautiful promise fulfilled at Christmas as Jesus came in human flesh. And because that promise was fulfilled, we can be confident that all his promises will be filled, including the one that he will come back and take us to be with him forever in heaven. So don't fill the potholes with a temporary patch, with your self-righteous deeds, or how-to books, but fill them with Jesus, the permanent fix. Hold on to him firmly, encouraging one another by not giving up meeting together, reminding one another that life is not a game. Those potholes can do serious damage. And so point them to the one who has repaired that damage. Jesus. Now again, dear friends, we may still have to deal with potholes on the road. But the potholes that impact our soul for time and for eternity, they have been filled by God's grace through Jesus Christ. Grace evident at Christmas. Grace evident at the cross. Grace evident in the empty tomb. Grace evident with his ascension back into heaven. So when you see that pothole on the road, there's plenty of them to see. They can serve a purpose. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our great high priest. Amen. Please be seated. Thank you. We pray. Lord God, all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works come from you. Give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments. Defend us also from the fear of our enemies, that we may live in peace and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We also pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the love of the Lord Jesus draw us to himself. May the power of the Lord Jesus make us strong to do his will. May the peace of the Lord Jesus fill our lives. I'd like to thank the choir for putting on the evening supper. Thank you. Also, just if you would like to invite people to what's going on here at St. Mark's for Christmas, there are invites you can use. They're found there on the information board countertop or also by the Welcome Center, or you can direct them to our website. So please feel free to pass that along. Blessings on the rest of your evening and also the week. Your spiritual potholes have been taken care of, thanks to Jesus.